For tomorrow night, dry and overcast Tuesday night. The morning low Wednesday will be around the upper 40s. Overcast Wednesday, but dry, the upper 50s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Well, that's always a great song to open the show with. James Neighbors here with Overpass for America. Barbara will be here shortly if she's not already here. And we're going to go ahead and kick things off. So I'm happy to be here. It was a bit of a surprise to have to open things up for everybody here on the Beat Exchange tonight. But it's all good. Makes things exciting. Gets the adrenaline pumping and your heart beating. So, we were going to be talking, starting off with this really interesting news coming out of Oklahoma, Elmore City, Oklahoma, to be exact, about John Rich, Ben Carson, and Larry Elder buying a bank to counter all of the cancel culture that the big corporate banks are doing. And this bank is not just a brand new bank. The bank's been around since 1903. And apparently all of the, whatever the regulatory hurdles have already been crossed. This is really kind of cool. If you were, you know, worried that, say you wanted to purchase a firearm or something like that and was worried about your bank canceling your account, well, you can open one up with these guys. They're at Old Glory Bank in Elmore City, Oklahoma, that, you know, John Rich, Larry Elder, and Ben Carson started. So if you want to do something like that, you want to be with a bank that, honors your rights under the Constitution, well, there would be the place to go. I'm going to definitely look into getting one of my own. And I don't know. I think it's about time. It's about time that we started having a new balance in things. You know, things have been very one-sided. If you tend to believe in the Constitution and, you know, basically the way things were for almost 250 years, well, somehow now you've become a terrorist. And the corporations and the banks included have all joined in on this little game of making ordinary Americans suddenly the bad guys. And so we've got good guys like John Rich, Larry Elder, and Ben Carson that are doing their part to balance things out again so we can get back to being a happy middle and we can all agree to disagree like we have for 200 and plus years. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a very good thing. It really is a very good thing to have things like this going on because, I don't know, let's face it, this whole country is kind of under attack right now. It's kind of under attack. Our time-proven values, the things that we know work, are under attack. RuPaul was just quoted recently as saying that we need to destroy the family. that we don't need a family in America as what you would know as one today. And I don't know about you, but if that's where all this drag queen madness is going, is to the complete destruction of the family, I'd have to say it's probably time that that stuff got reined in. I mean, let's be real. They're attacking the fabric of what builds and creates and maintains a society, and that's a family. Because, you know, like the saying goes, you know, blood is thicker than water. You can't destroy the family without destroying the country. And so what does that tell you that they're trying to do? They're trying to destroy the country. So, you know, we've got to counter that. Just like these guys are doing there at Old Glory Bank in Elmore City, Oklahoma. They're countering the dangerous narrative, the actual threat to the Republic that's coming out of the left. And, you know, when they accuse Republicans, and I guess we're not, you know, all Republicans are now racist, threats to democracy. And I would agree that we are threats to democracy because, well, America is not a democracy. It quite simply is not a democracy. It's never actually been a democracy. But according to Lenin, democracy is indispensable to socialism. So you have to have democracy to have socialism. And Marx said that democracy is essential to communism. And so, you know, we've got the two big guys, you know, with the, you know, of the hammer and sickle, the, you know, enslaved hundreds of millions of people and are responsible for genocides all around the planet, you know, communism. And, well, here it is right here in the United States. Isn't it fun? But that's such is the state we live in today. In the United States. You know, the question that we have, when's Barbara going to get here? No. And really, it's just the answer to everything, though, is what we're coming upon right now, and that's the Christmas season. You know, Jesus is the reason for the season, as has been the saying for a very long time in this country. And as you celebrate this Christmas with, you know, your 40% inflation on gifts this year over this time last year, you know, remember, it's not about the presents. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. The majority of Americans say that they're Christian. And this is the holiday. This is the holy day. You know, so if you're one of those that gets offended when somebody just says happy holidays, don't be offended. Don't be offended at all, because holiday means holy day. It implies God. So don't be offended if somebody just merely says happy holidays, because they are acknowledging the holy days that we are about to celebrate. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. Be outwardly Merry Christmas this year. I have been. I've been, as we get closer, I've been turning it up more and more. And I try to tell everybody that I interact with as I'm out and about in the public, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I really do mean it. I hope everybody listening, and everybody not, has a very Merry Christmas this year. But remember what it's all about. It's not about the presents. It's not about, you know, the shopping. It's not about the hustle and bustle. It's not about the Hallmark movies. It's not about any of that. It's not about the decorations outside. Oh, those are nice. You know, all of this is nice. Every bit of this is nice and it's wonderful. But the holiday is to acknowledge the birth, the supernatural, the birth following the supernatural conception of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Barbara's supernatural. On. Hey, Barbara. Right. Hey, let me finish up the Christmas thing here, and we'll carry on if we can still write, if that's okay.
Yeah, right. No, it's perfect. I'm glad. Thank you, James. You did a good intro there. So,
well, I had to fill in some holes. I didn't know where you were, everywhere you wanted to head today. I did bring up our bank, and we're coming up on Christmas, and I wanted to touch on that.
Oh, no, you did good. I loved even your Thanksgiving story on for Thanksgiving, where you send people to the American Thinker, right?
To what the first Thanksgiving was about.
Right. Yeah.
It was people recovering from the first form of communism that we've ever experienced.
Exactly. That is good. I started reading that. It's pretty thorough, but it gives a good introduction to what people went through. You know.
Oh yeah. Anybody that's listening thinks, well, communism didn't exist. Karl Marx invented that, and technically, Karl Marx even stole the idea. But the communism that the pilgrims lived under was a commune. It had nothing to do with Marxist theory at all. It was Christians trying to overcome human nature and share everything equally. And well, it doesn't really work because we're not perfect. And they almost all starved to death because of it.
Right. That's cool. We're going to go to a first break in a little bit. So, we put the date on the show, December 18th.
All right, we got to go now.
Yep.
There we go. That's all right. We just have to have a guiding point. So here we go to break. Come right back.
We know who they are, and we got them in our sights. Our knowledge is power.
We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada, for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals talking LSU football. Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
You go.
Hey, I love that song.
I know. So, you know,
I gotta say, for the length of career and number of hits, and they're not my favorite band, mind you, but by length of career and number of hits, I'd have to say that the Rolling Stones are probably the greatest band in history.
Hey, well, you know, yes, for sure, because of the wide spectrum of what they covered and brought into that rock element, like with the blues artists and all that they emulated.
They even survived the record burnings when they did the, Sympathy for the Devil, you know?
Bono of U2 is doing a series of interviews, and they call themselves the greatest band. Bono.
U2's good, but they're not that good.
No, boasting about having conversations with Pope Francis. Pope Fruitcake Francis. The only thing they must have in common is red shoes, I say.
I mean, honestly, I would be avoiding bringing that up. But that's just me. We heard you were hanging out with Pope Francis. No, that's a lie.
Child trafficking. But
terrible. Terrible, the times we live in. My gosh.
Yeah, you see, when Nancy Solomon got busted for child trafficking, she pled guilty right away. She was the president and co-founder of NXIVM. And she also worked for the Clinton Global Initiative. And then all of a sudden, Bono stopped grandstanding when they say they're going to close it down and the good work of the Global Initiative. But I guess he thinks Americans are stupid that we didn't know about the 33 counts of kidnapping by one of their employees that got busted trying to take the children over the border, Dominion Republic, and they were stopped at the border. They had 33 kids with them that their parents reported missing. So 33 counts, went to prison on it, Laura Silby. And then the Clintons bribed a Haitian official and had her released after she served in prison time for 33 counts of kidnapping and changed it to 33 counts of unauthorized travel.
Yeah.
So, and after they get her out, Hillary Clinton sets Laura Silsby up with the name change of Laura Gaylor, and then she starts overseeing the agency that runs the Amber Alert.
Wow.
Go ahead, James.
I just ran across some surprisingly good news. Harvey Weinstein will be staying in prison a bit longer. He was just declared guilty of a rape.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's some good news. That weirdo won't be getting out of jail anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a shame that he has to take the brunt of what other people were doing.
Yeah, but the things he was doing, we can't even say on the radio. That guy was nasty, gross. Ew.
You kind of go into the Balenciaga people too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. You notice how nothing's been done about that,
right?
You know, we got January 6th people rotting in jail for going on a police guided tour of the Capitol. Meanwhile, we've got child sex traffickers who are walking scot free. Woo! Our priorities are really wrong in this country.
No, we got necrophiliacs like Adam Schiff, who lost his reelection with Nancy Pelosi, got it rigged for him in the 2018 midterms when they were looking at the scrutinizing 2020 election crime. They saw that they definitely stole the House from 2018 midterms. And that was visible. We just didn't know how they did it exactly. But we know that it was through uncounted ballots found off the red tsunami on the election night, so that days and weeks after the election, Democrats win the House. Now, how can you have those coincidences where you got uncounted ballots for Democrats in multiple states? That's like bull.
Yeah.
But then, well, 2018 was the Trump
one. It was all the same trouble. It was all the same states as it was in 2020. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It was the same trouble children. And but now here's the interesting thing, though, is some of the states which had problems that had enacted some improvements on their election system didn't report anywhere near the number of problems. So I'm not saying that everything is fixed, but in at least in some places there were improvements made, but in unfortunately not enough, like Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, California, you know.
And Nevada. But they definitely, this January 6th thing that they just put on it, I saw this evening on the local news that they showed, that's disgraceful. These people are lying. There's enough evidence that came up. Bill Barr's father was a pedophile. He tried to normalize pedophilia back decades ago. He authored a book on it, and he gave Jeffrey Epstein his job at a university to use as a front to legitimize that guy. And so Bill Barr comes from Ruby Ridge cover-up. So, need I say more?
Right. Yeah, Bill Barr is no peach. I knew as soon as I was reading his bio, and it was like, work for George W. Oh, this guy's no good. You know, work for Bush. He's no good. What do you get? That was the number one problem that Trump had in his entire administration, was he kept picking old school government swamp monsters.
Well, you see, he's got McConnell. McConnell made a deal with him to hire his wife for Department of Transportation, and then she's running her family's operation right out of a government office.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's sick. Our government needs to be dramatically slashed. So that this, all of this money laundering, all of this pandering, all of this nepotism, all of this corruption can't happen. I mean, literally, it needs to be, we need to, and, you know, honestly, I can't imagine any of the states in the United States being so backwards technologically and educationally that they couldn't run their own, say, Department of Education.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, your state already had one. Or your Department of Energy. All of these corrupt federal agencies need to go away. It's a duplication of efforts by the states. And
right, we
got to
go to
because
I hear the music in the background. Right, and so we're going to come back and continue this conversation. I was going to say education. But you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. Barbara Hoover and James Neighbors.
Trust the plan because we have it.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome. Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana, One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Jeff Palermo. The attorney representing Corey York believes the now suspended master trooper will be found not guilty of the charges he faces as a result of the 2019 in-custody death of Ronald Green, a black man who was beaten by officers before he died. Mike Small spoke with us today.
I'm very encouraged, assuming this case ever gets to trial, that a fair-minded jury in Union Parish will acquit, find not guilty, Trooper York of all the charges in the indictment.
York has been charged with one count of negligent homicide and 10 counts of malfeasance. Experts say this year has been the worst year for Louisiana sweet potato production in more than 30 years. LSU Ag Center sweet potato specialist Merle Sistrunk says production is down as much as 60% due to a long stretch of dry weather in the summer, followed by flooding rains.
We've been seeing close to 500 a bushel an acre yields. This year, the yields are probably going to come in 170, 180 average for the state.
LRN.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
It got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
This was irregular warfare at its finest. We have an army of digital soldiers.
Yeah, well, that JT, wow, that's who was in the background. That was General Flynn. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. I'm sitting here at a distance with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. And, James, yep. you're going to list on our WGSO webpage how people can get in touch with you so they could start up an Overpasses for America group in their city. Correct? You have that ready?
Oh, yeah.
Put on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go to gab.com and search for hashtag 04A. You'll find the group Overpasses for America. My posts are pinned there. You can drop me a DM directly or just reply to any of the posts. I'll get a notification and get right back with you. What we do is really simple, and you can communicate to, oh, good grief, for anywhere from 10,000 to a million people in just a couple of hours, depending on where you live. If you're in Southern California, you know what the 405 is like. You can reach a whole lot of people, but it kind of depends on your community. If you live in a smaller area, you'll reach a smaller amount of people, but each person matters more, and you can change a lot of minds to your way of thinking and wake a lot of people up with the truth doing this. And, we stopped amnesty in 2014, all from protests from the overpass, because it woke so many people up that they swarmed D.C. with phone calls to the point that that our House of Representatives actually shut off their phone bank for 2 weeks simply because it was blocking the entire D.C. exchange with an overload. So, if you think you can't make a difference, I can promise you that you can. And, another thing you could do, too, given the season, just get up on an overpass if it's not too frigid and just wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Nothing else. No politics. No nothing like that. Just go wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
That's nice.
And, just because. Everybody likes to, everybody wants to be wanted, and everybody wants to, it's good to tell people that. It's good to wish people well on people. And I think if we did that a bit more in this country, I think we'd be a lot better off. So if you've got the time, just take your Merry Christmas sign to the overpass and just stand there and wave and smile at people.
Right. No, that's sweet. It's very sweet. Because, the first year, that the Obamas were in office, they sent out letters that they weren't going to accept the traditional crosses and religious symbols. And we had pictures of a famous drag queen having an ornament painted of herself. Had a lattice, and Chairman Mao had an image of him on a holiday tree they switched it to. So why I'm mentioning this is that you have to know people's background and know where you're headed. That's why Merry Christmas will floor everybody. Just that simple.
Well, it really is, and it harkens back to really when America was at her best. And it will remind those that don't believe in Christmas that we haven't given up.
Right.
This is what America was founded on, and we forget it at our own peril.
Well, I got a little flack from last week saying that the Biden-Harris administration is illegitimate. And that we experienced a coup. So I'm going to say this week. It is a coup, That's why they don't want to close the border. That's why they overlook in our own homeless, elderly people and veterans and opening the door to people that they don't even want to know who they are. But yet they want to know everything that we're doing as U.S. citizens. So that's a little crazy.
You know, like when Obama had the NSA spying on everybody, and the Democrat answer was, "Well, if you have nothing to hide, then why do you care?" You know, right. And you know, and here's my thing: with that attitude in mind, why didn't the Democrats, if they didn't cheat in 2020, if they have nothing to hide? Why didn't they do audit it? Why didn't they audit all 50 states just to prove the Republicans wrong and rub it in their face for the next 50 years? But no. All of a sudden, what actually happens when they want to do a recount, when a recount is requested, it's obstructed in every legal way possible, and sometimes illegal, where judges had to call people out. But in the end, it was a time. It was a game for time. And after a certain amount of time, you're not allowed to do a recount. And that's the way in every state. And that's exactly what happened. And so I say again, if you have nothing to hide, why didn't we audit the election? Then you could prove that you were right. But nope, that's exactly the opposite of what happened. So no. It doesn't matter if the election in 2020, if it was good, nobody will ever think it was because of the obstruction, because of the dishonesty regarding recounts by the Democrats and the media. So no, there's nothing that they'll ever do to convince anybody that doubts the 2020 election that it was legitimate. They burnt that bridge right down.
Right. Well, they're doing also with January 6th. You know, what they are saying, what was on the news tonight. These are the same people that push Trump-Russia collusion hoax. And then we're supposed to listen to them of what they're saying now. They're not showing any evidence of anything. It's just an opinion. What happened January 6th, there was a rally in D.C. called Save America Rally, where people were showing their support. They have the slates sent back to the states because there were vote count inaccuracies. And secretaries of state that did not correct the vote count on Trump votes flipped to Biden in real time in multiple states, right before everybody's eyes, never corrected it prior to certifying the vote count, that also did not have chain of custody document requirements to legitimize the count submitted to the office of the House Speaker. So VP Pence did have the authority to send the slates back to the states for a recount. They were only asking for 10. And now they want that they didn't.
Well, and here's the thing about what Pence didn't do, okay? You know, the Democrats and Pence claimed that he did not have the authority to do that, yet the House, I believe, I don't know if Biden has signed it into law, but the House passed a bill that would outlaw what Pence didn't do. So if he couldn't do it, if he could not do it, then why would you make a law that wouldn't allow you to do it? If it's already impossible, it seems rather pointless to make a law to cover an impossibility. Democrats and Pence are lying.
Yeah, and people need to understand how government works. They need to understand it. They don't know. Some people don't even know their rights, like about FOIA requests. That's Freedom of Information Act requests. You can file that, used to at any library, you know, now you can. Well, I've opened Patents Act request for the state. You can ask that information. It used to be a form at the library, but now they don't do it because they don't want you to have anything, any access to what they're doing. That's all bull. It's complete bull. You know, it's like all of a sudden you wake up and things have changed, you know, so much the way you're in an alternative universe.
Yeah, alternative we got Mandela affected to another universe.
Right.
Because America doesn't work like it used to work at all. Anybody that thinks that what's going on now is normal hasn't been around very long.
Especially with having a pedophile as a president. Now we know why the Obamas ignored what Obama's VP.
Experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 AM. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty. Talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 AM, WGSO.
Join professional money manager Bill Gunderson for Best Stocks Now, weekdays at noon, only on WGSO 990 AM.
We definitely got to keep our promos because,
coming back.
In the morning. So, it's wild. But anyway.
You know, I was just looking up a little bit of trivia back from when I was in, had just gotten out of high school, and to kind of demonstrate how far the Democrats have fallen with Joe Biden as president. I mean, There is no doubt that the man is a pedophile. His daughter, Ashley, put in her diary, and this has all been verified, her handwriting, the whole nine yards, it's not fake, that she was molested by her father in the shower, not once, you know, but multiple times.
It's his lifestyle. Look what he's doing to the kids now.
Well, yeah. Well, and you know, so they've elected a pedophile. They knew he was a pedophile when they elected him. But to give you an idea of how far the Democrats have fallen, in 1988, Gary Hart, who I actually kind of liked, he was probably the only Democrat candidate that I've ever actually liked, dropped out of the race because of allegations that he had an extramarital affair. So just the allegation that he fooled around and got a little nookie on the side was so immorally repugnant to the Democrats at the time that they insisted that he drop out of the race, and he did. Now they've elected a pedophile. Wow.
Exactly.
Engage clown world drive.
Right. And look how, you know, here's this Brittany Griner, you know, said, oh, I'm going to use my platform for the president to get other prisoners released. He's not a president. He just released an arms dealer for the stockpile of weapons that was sent to Ukraine. They're on a black market that was coming up to where they cut that off of our access to certain websites that we were getting this information from, telling us exactly what was going on, not calling us stupid Americans, giving us information that we could to get things straight.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, since Joe Biden let loose they called him the merchant of death.
Exactly.
Okay, the merchant of death. Because everywhere he went, people died and suffered. And he was an arms merchant. Didn't mean just guns. That's everything. Everything, right. Rocket launchers, mortars, yeah. You know, grenades, yeah. You know, howitzers, whatever. So I don't ever want to hear another Democrat say another word about gun control in the United States if you agree that Griner should have been set free, because now that trade has been done, millions of people are going to die because of Joe Biden.
Exactly. Exactly. And Obama, because that's who's behind it. The globalists in office. If anybody that wants to swing for Obama, you don't know who he really is. You need to sit down and shut up, because it was put into place by globalists. They're just finishing the tail end of it. And all these pedophiles and all these people that want to normalize pedophilia are making themselves visible. So,
well, you know, I found they came up. There's a new name. I don't know if you've heard it yet. This is great. I fell out laughing. The new name for drag queens. They're no longer drag queens. They're groomer clowns.
Groomer clowns. You got that right, because the guy.
That's it. They're not drag queens. They're groomer clowns.
Wow. Yeah. You know, speaking of who pass for musicians. How come, this is what I'd like to know, how come when board members with on the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation board and the Jazz Fest board were able to track that it was Lamar's friends counterfeiting VIP passes that they allowed to stay on the board? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, the corrupt, you know, us normal people are getting laws, so many laws passed that we can't afford to break any of them, or we'll end up in prison.
Right.
But meanwhile, all of these people with money and connections never get punished. Never.
Well, you see, but no, we need to raise awareness, because you make your money off of artists and musicians, and then you defraud them. They doing it with their creativity, and then you're defrauding them. So that's a whole nother thing. That's racketeering. You know, that's a whole nother thing. But at the same time, we got people sitting on boards for different reasons other than art and music. And that's what needs to be exposed. Why?
Well, it is. It's nepotism and cronyism. It's just people thought it went away when, you know, when the KKK got basically dismantled. No, it didn't go away. It's just different players. Anybody right. that thinks the good old boys system went away is not a part of that system, or they would know all about it. Because I'm telling you, it never went away. Just the players changed in the game. That's it.
These powerful men got a woman to be their scapegoat. Y'all are so weak. I'm going to eventually let it known who that was. Because if y'all don't resign on your own from the board, you're going to wish you did by the time I finish with you. And that's my Merry Christmas to everybody. Because we're just going to next year, right? We're going to pump up the volume next year because these slam accidents, these lawyers using cars as vehicles as weapons, is not a figment of my imagination. You know, they've done this already to show that they will use a vehicle as a weapon. And then they'll plant stories, say, like a sheriff did a big drug bust. Well, nobody out here around me heard about it. It's just in the paper, you know. But they won't do a bust on people using phony baloney documents or the Charbonnet's filing phony baloney charges on people who have been victimized by identity theft, identity fraud. They're going to find a whole nother group of judges that'll help cover it up. They weren't involved in anything. They're just going to use everybody. But that's the way it goes. But so anyway, Kevin DeRoche is the dirty LIGA attorney. So just remember, if anybody has to deal with him from the insurance commissioner's office, he's dirty, dirty. So just report him to the insurance commissioner when you have trouble with him, like if he decides to terrorize you or harass you, you know, for something you're telling him where you won't submit to what he wants you to say. That's oppression. And then Lil Gabriel, that what they do, they have lawyers that fix cases. They have somebody come sit in depositions. They don't tell them, we need you here to cover up a slammer accident. This woman being in a slammer accident. We want you to write something about how she behaves in deposition. Yeah.
30 seconds.
Yeah. Looks like we're going to have two highfalutin law firms spiraling down and collapsing. And we're going to see y'all next week. Same time next week. Thank you, James, from Overpass America. And you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover. See you same time next week.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread.